The AR-15 rifle is the civilian model of the military M16 adopted for service in 1964. The AR-15 is a semi-automatic rifle. The M16 is fully automatic. Harvey Gerwig is president of the Hawaii Rifle Association.
There are no full auto firearms in civilian hands in Hawaii. So the difference, a full automatic firearm, you load a magazine in it, you pull the trigger, and it will fire until the magazine is empty. A semi-auto, you have to pull the trigger once for every round that's going to go down the barrel.
The AR and Ruger weigh about the same, but the AR is 5 inches shorter, has a pistol grip, and collapsible stock. ARs can also be purchased in larger or smaller calibers and fitted with a variety of accessories.
A lot of us use AR-15s for hunting. I hunt with a 30 caliber or 6.5 caliber in AR, and I use it because it's very easy to handle. I hunt on Lanai and Molokai and Oahu, and you're going through a lot of jungle and brush, and the larger guns are more difficult to handle. And if you've got it over your shoulder, this big barrel sticking out and it catches on tree branches.
According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a trade association for the firearms industry, 10% of all legally owned and registered rifles are AR-15s. There are no estimates of how many AR-15s there are in Hawaii.
The AR-15 has a bad rap. Every firearm does.
Chris Wong has been around firearms since he was 8 years old. His grandparents and parents introduced him to hunting 25 years ago.
The AR-15 was responsible for partially ensuring our freedom. And AR is not an assault rifle. It's not an assault weapon. AR stands for Armored Light Rifle. It's just that it's gotten bad rap in the press that now everyone assumes that that's what it's for and that's what it stands for. That's not the case.
Wong practices with his AR at the Coco Head Shooting Complex on Kalani'ana'ole Highway.
Airborne shooters, looks like we got everyone back. The line's hot. You may go forward and commence firing. The line is hot.
Wong takes his AR-15 out of its case.
There's a piston in the front end that actually drives back and pushes back the carrier group to cycle in the new round. So it's a little bit more cleaner and more reliable.
Wong's AR-15 is a higher-end model, priced from $2,000 to $4,000 up to $5,000 for a custom rifle. A base AR-15 goes for about $400. A Colt-made AR is priced at $1,200.
So per safety rules, you can only load 5 rounds max. I'm just going to load 3. So this is a magazine. Insert the magazine. I'm going to ram the bolt forward. All right. Safety's on. Finger off the trigger. Sight in. Last round, bolt locks back, drop the mag, put the weapon on safety, down on the table, chamber opens, gun is safe.
Wong says the AR-15 is popular at the Coco Head range. Brian Takaba is sales manager and firearms instructor at X-Ring Security in Waipahu. He says AR-15 sales are soaring and could go higher.
Sales are up. I mean, the AR-15 is already the most popular selling gun in the country. And because of the political climate right now, there's kind of a panic. All the common type AR-15s, lesser expensive AR-15s, are sold out at distributors and they're very hard to get. And the volume of sales is up. I would say maybe 30%, maybe 40% over normal. Not a big, huge increase. Like when Obama first got in, it was like just really crazy. But if Hillary gets in, it might be even more crazy than when he got in. You know, you never know.
According to the American Journal of Medicine, in 2014, Hawaii had the 10th highest household firearm ownership in the nation at 45% and the lowest deaths and injury from firearms, 2.7 per 100,000 people, more than 3 times lower than the national average. Again, HRA President Gerwig.
We call them firearms. It only becomes a weapon in a human-on-human scenario. All of our members are keen on self-defense. And so if there is a self-defense scenario, then that firearm might in fact become a weapon. But we in the HRA don't encounter that very often.
In my next report, perspectives from the lawmakers and advocates behind gun control. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.